Today's daf is Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Gimel. So yesterday we had a series of three machlokosim, and it was between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara. Rabbi Chiya was of the opinion of all the cases, I'll say them in a second, Yerchaiv 2, Bar Kapara, Yerchaiv 1. As a mnemonic, it might be easier to remember who holds what. Rabbi Chiya has two yuds for two chiyuvim, and Bar Kapara holds just one. So what were the three applications? So one application was Zar Shishimesh B'Shabbos, a non-Kohen who served on Shabbos. He violates the Isser of doing an Avodah. He's a non-Kohen and Shabbos. The Machlokas, whether you're Chayv 1 or 2. Second Machlokas was, let's get the lines here. The Baal Mum Shishimesh B'Tumah. He's a Baal Mum and he's someone who's Tameh and he works, does Avodah. Are you Chayv 1 or are you Chayv 2? And the third Machlokas we saw was a Baal Mum, Zar Sh'achol Malika. A Malika was it's not a good shechita, it's a special heta for Kohanim. He's a Zar, non-Kohen, and also there's Isser Nevela here, so those are Machlokas 1 or 2. And both Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara are both quoting their Rebbe. Rebbe is their Rebbe. What did Rebbe say? They both took Shua. So that's the background on this three-way Machlokas. After presenting this, the Gemara told us yesterday that this was going to be the same Machlokas we saw earlier about Isser Mosif and Isser Kolel. And it's going to connect to the previous discussion, I know, but it's still a continuation, of when there's a person, two brothers married to two sisters, and Shimon is mizane with his brother's wife, are there one or two chiyuvim? Because that woman is both his wife's sister, it's also his brother's wife. Are there two chiyuvim there, or is it one chiyuv? Okay. So let's go through. Gemara, top of Laman, Givel, Laman, Alf tells us, B'maikim, mythically, what are we arguing, or what are they arguing about? B'isser, Kolel, V'aliba, the Rebbe Yossi. Do we hold of this concept of Isser Kolel within the opinion of Rebbe Yossi? Because Rebbe Chiya, Savar, Rebbe Yossi, B'isser Kolel, Mechayev, Tarti, and Bar Kapar, Savar, Lo Mechayev, Elachada. So, the Gemara is going to explain what the Isser Kolel is. But the three machlokas, and we just said it was about a Zar Shashimesh B'Shabbos and a Baal Mum Tameh and a Zar Shemimlika, those are all Isser Kolels for some reason. And the question is, does Rabbi Yossi think, we know Rabbi Yossi holds by an Isser Mosif, he agrees you could have one Isser Chal and another Isser, if it's Isser Mosif. Does he also agree by an Isser Kolel? That's Machlokas. Rabbi Chiya says yes, and Isser Kolel does Chal, there's two Chiyuvim, and Bar Kapara argues. My Isser Kolel, Ika asks the Gemara, Hacha, what's the Isser Kolel by these three instances, these three Machlokasim? Bishlma Zar Meikara Shari Bimlacha Vasir Bavoda. So initially the Zar is Asir, Zar is permitted to do Melacha, but he cannot do any avod in the Beis HaMikdash on a regular weekday. Asya Shabbos, Migo, and then comes along Shabbos, and Migo de Kamaser Melacha, Mitzvah Nami Bavoda. So it comes along Shabbos, and in addition to it asking all Melacha, general Melacha, the 39 Melachas, it's also going to add on top of the Isser Avoda, which already exists as an Isser, but it's Ein Isser Chal Isser, but here it's an Isser, Isser Kola. Fine. Baal Mum may kara shari ba'achila v'asar ba'avoda. Baal Mum is actually allowed to eat from the karbanos. He just cannot do the avoda. Itamile, once he becomes tame though, migo de kamas mitzar ba'achila mitzar nami avoda. Once he becomes tame and can no longer eat from the karbanos, so then that isser is also going to be chal on the already existing avoda. So those two examples we have, the isser kolo. Ela malika bebas achasi, de mishkachas la, the isser kolo lo mishkachas la. When it comes to Malika, we find, remember, there are three exceptions of Ein Isser Chal Isser. If you hold of Yesh Isser Chal Isser, so there's no limit. If you hold of Ein Isser Chal Isser, there are three possible cases where you might agree to it existing. It might be a case of Isser Mosif, it might be a case of Isser Kolo, and there might be a case of Bas Achas. So when it comes to Malika, they come with Bas Achas, but it's not an Isser Kolo. They come at the same time, but they're not separate acts. It was not a moment of time where one Isser is Chal, and then another moment of time, another Isser is Chal. They come at the same time. Let's see. Rashi says, look at Rashi, Ela Malika. Malika, Kolel, lo mishkachas. We don't find Kolel. Deha b'shas Malika Chal Tarvayu. Isser Kolel, for that to be a relevant concept, has to be where there are different moments of time where the Isser is Chal. Malika, they're both Chal at the same time. Why? The chol's manchel of nimlika, so long as it wasn't shechted or mlika, it wasn't killed in this way, hayale iser mila. This was a carbon that was hektish, and there's an iser mila. Velo zeu iser zaros hamur b'carbon shenitin lachiyas kohanim. It's not an iser zar, it's an iser mila. It's also to get hana from a hektish. Even a kohen can't get hana from the mila. Uchshenimlaka, when you do this malika, the nearest lakonim, and it becomes open, available, roi for the konim, pakamine iser azharas mila, the iser mila is removed. V'chal ale iser zaros, then the iser zar kicks in, because only mutter ter kohen. The zar lo yochal, the iser malika be iser basachas, and the iser malika of it being a nevela is chal. So the moment you kill the animal with malika, it's roi for the kohen, but what happens is it's usher to a zar and it becomes a nevela. Now, Tos has an interesting discussion, but because we don't have time, he talks about how it's not really true. The Issa Nevela really kicks in right away, and the Issa Malika doesn't take place until later on after the Zrika. The Issa Zaris doesn't take place until after the Zrika. So he goes on to explain that even the Issa Nevela, I forget which way he says this, even the Issa Nevela doesn't kick in until after Zrika also, which seems to be a big chiddush. You could do a Malika on the animal, and it's dead without Shechita. It's not a Nevela until the later point of Zrika. That's what the Tos says in Mechadish. Either way, the Gemara says it happens bivas achas, happens all at one time. But we don't find an Isser Kola by this case. So that can't be the machlokas between Bar Kapar and Rabbi Chiya. So the Gemara says, so what's the machlokas? Ella, kemifligli be Isser bas achas. No, you're right. All three cases we could find, we'll see in a second how, that they're all going to be bivas achas. If you leave with Rabbi Yossi and they're arguing within Rabbi Yossi, will he be mode, even though in general he says ein yisachal iser, but he agrees that iser mosif, there will be an yisachal iser. Does he also agree by iser bas achas, two iserim coming simultaneously, will that also be shnei iserim? So Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya Savar, Rabbi Yossi, he held that Rabbi Yossi held biser bas achas, mechayv tarti, when they come simultaneously, the yorchayv too, bar kapara savar, lo mechayv el chadar, only chayv one, even if it's bas achas. So how do you explain all three machlokasim that they happen at one time? So the Gemara gets very creative. What's the case of the Zar working on Shabbos? He already was Aser and Nevoda in the first place. How does it happen that Shabbos and Nevoda happened, the Isser of Shabbos and Nevoda happened at the same time? So the Gemara explains, his birthday was on Shabbos. So he became Bar Mitzvah, Mamish, on Shabbos when the Isser Zaros kicked in and the Isser Shabbos kicked in. So that's what the Gemara explains. I didn't look into this at all, but when is the Isser, usually Bar Mitzvah, Shtei Saros must have grown, Shabbos, it has to be by Yom. You can't say by Lila. Normally we say Bar Mitzvah boy, he becomes, by his birthday, a Lila, he becomes Bar Mitzvah boy. So he has to say Dafka Shtei Saros grew by Yom, during the daytime, because that's when the Chiv Avod is. There's no Avod at nighttime. So that you have to explain, I think you have to explain it that way. Okay, then the Gemara says, Baal Mum Nami. What's the case for Baal Mum? And he became Tamei at the same time. So the Gemara explains, Kigon to Aisi, Shtei Saros, Vi Tamile. At the same time, he grew Shtei Saros as a Baal Mum, and he became Tamei, Tavile Baal Mum, Vitumim Badad Hadade. Now these are obviously very unlikely cases, but the moment he grew, he was born, let's say, with a certain Baal Mum. And then he became Bar Mitzvah. At the same time, he became Tamei with something else. He was touching a Tumas Meis while becoming Bar Mitzvah. So that all happened at the same time. Inami, Shechotach Etzba'o B'Sakin Tamei. He had cut his finger off, which would make him Bal Mum, with a knife that's Tamei. So the moment his finger was cut off, he also became Tamei. So that's how it could happen simultaneously. So then the Gemara says, Bishlama, we didn't explain the case of Malika, but as we said right above, Malika it was, so that was a given already. Malika and Zar is Basachas, that much we know. So we explained the other two cases, how that's Basachas. So now the Gemara says, Bishma le Rabbi Chiya, we understand according to Rabbi Chiya, who holds again that you're chayv two karbanos. Now we're working in the world of Basachas. You're chayv two karbanos according to, two chiyuvim according to Rabbi Chiya. Ki asne lidide alidi Rabbi Yossi. So when he taught it, it was according to Rabbi Yossi. Within the world of Rabbi Yossi, he agrees that there are two chiyuvim. Now, ki asne le bar kapara, ali de rishimam. So the question is, bar kapara and Rabbi Chiya both had different testimonies of what their Rebbe had held. And remember, they both kafas vish nishbar. They took a shvu, whatever the lashon was exactly. So how can they both have two different reports of what Rebbe said? So I'll tell you why. Because one time, Rebbe was quoting Rabbi Yossi, that he said that you're chayv too, because Rabbi Yossi agrees by Babas Achas, you're chayv too. And when Bar Kappara was quoting his Rebbe, he was referring to when Rebbe was explaining according to Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon holds of Ein Yisachal Isser across the board. Going back to yesterday's daf in the beginning, when you had the case of the brother being mezana with his brother's wife, who's also his wife's sister, the two Isserim, Rebbe Shimon held that there's only one Isser. So even by an Isser Mosif, Rebbe Shimon did not allow there to be an Yisachal Isser. So Rabbi Shimon says across the board, Ein Yisachal Isser. So that's the Machalkes. Rebbe was one time quoting the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that's why you're Chayiv 2. And one time he was quoting Rabbi Shimon, that's why he said you're Chayiv 1. So there's not a stira. Elif Bar Kappara. In the world of Bar Kappara, who thinks that even in the world of Rabbi Yossi, there's no such thing as Bas Achas? Rabbi Yossi even thinks by Bas Achas there's only Chayiv 1. So Rabbi Chiya Shkri Kamashaker. So Rabbi Chiya, he's quoting, Rabbi Chiya's a liar, basically. Because according to Rabbi Bar Kappara's understanding of this sugya, there's no way for there to be an opinion to think that there's two chiyuvim for these cases here. Only by an iser mosif does Rabbi Yossi agree to be two chiyuvim. But Bar Kappara thinks Rabbi Yossi does not agree by an iser kolal. He doesn't agree by a bas achas. So how did Rabbi Chiya ever quote his Rebbe to say you're chayiv to isurim in these cases?
According to Bar Kappara, how did Rabbi Chiya make a mistake?
Exactly. So, and he took a shua. Now, if he would stop having machlokas, so maybe he made a mistake. But to take a shua and a bar kapar, taking a rebechia, taking a shua, he must be telling the emes. You're calling him, he's taking a shua sheker. So the Gemara says, Ella, kemifki, so that can't be the machlokas. So what's the machlokas between these three machlokasim again? So the Gemara says, Ella, kemifki, bebei iser bas achas, valiba de Rebbe Shimon. No. Rebbe Yossi, maybe he agrees, bebas achas. The question is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon on yesterday's daf told us that he says Ein Yisachal Isser, even by an Isser Mosif, but maybe B'Bas Achas, when they come simultaneously, maybe then he agrees. And that's what they're arguing about. So now if that's the case, Bishlamal Rabbi Chiya Kamishabe, we understand why Rabbi Chiya took a shua. I promise he said that you're Chayiv 2. My Rebbe said you're Chayiv 2 here. Why did he promise Lafuke Le Rabbi Shimon Mi Chizkia to exclude this understanding of Chizkia? That what? Let's see. That I guess apparently Chizkia, I don't remember. He must have held. That was yesterday we heard it. So Chizkia, I don't remember. Let's see. But he must tell that Rabbi Shimon holds across the board. Ein Yisachal Isser afil bevas achas. Ah, it's Mechezke, the Chazaka, the initial understanding of Rabbi Shimon, the default was that he said across the board, Ein Yisachal Isser. To preclude from that idea, he said that's why he, that was his idea. That's why he took the Shavuah. Don't think Rabbi Shimon holds across the board. I promise you, Rebbe said, he agrees by Bas Achas, you're Chayiv too. El Bar Kappara, Lamili Lashavui, why does he take a Shavuah for? The Chazaka was that Rabbi Shimon held Ein Yisachal Isser across the board. So we have to be so strong-minded about and jump up and take a shvuah. That's just the stam understanding. Something you don't have to prove a point here at all. So it's strange for him to take a shvuah. Who's he trying to prove wrong? Just because Rabbi Chiya had a certain idea? Okay, Rabbi Chiya is a Rabbi Chiya. But the general understanding of Rabbi Shimon was that Ein Yisachal is across the board. So Gemara felt that it was a bit strange for Bar Kappara to jump up and take a shvuah when that was the general understanding. So Gemara ends in Akasha here. Then the Gemara says, Bishmal Bar Kappara ki asne Rebbe Lididei Aliba de Rishimon. So Bar Kappara, who held your Chayiv 1, so when Rebbe was teaching him, he was teaching his own understanding of Rebbe Shimon, that Rebbe Shimon holds Ein Yisachal Isser across the board, and you're only Chayiv 1. And within the world of Bar Kappara, Kiyas and the Rebbe, Chiya, when Rebbe was teaching Rabbi Chiya, Aliba de Rayosi, he was working within the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who holds that there is Yisachal Isser in certain cases, like Isser Mosif in Bas Achas. But now back to the Rabbi Chiya's world, though. El Rabbi Chiya, Bar Kappara Shkuri Kamashaker. Rabbi Chiya, who thinks now that Rabbi Shimon also agrees by Bas Achas you're Chayiv too. So there's no opinion that thinks you're going to be Chayiv only one here. So it seems that Rabbi Chiya, in the world of Bar Kappara, Rabbi Chiya is actually lying. So the Gemara says, Amar Lecha Rabbi Chiya. He asked the Rebbe, Rabbi Chiya, what's his response going to be? So, no, sorry, what's Bar Kappara's response going to be? Amalechai Rabbi Chiya, he asked the Rebbe, Lididei, Tarti, Liptur, Asni, V'Isser Kola, Asni, V'Alibi, Rabbi Shimon. So what's this saying now? How is Rabbi Chiya getting out of this? We're in the bottom of Lama Gimel, probably a little bit confusing. Might be worthwhile just waiting a few lines so we get back into it. Good point. So then the Gemara says, so how do they explain this though? So there must have been a mistake here. Let's see, does Rashi explain this? So look at Rashi at the bottom here. He wasn't lying. He made a mistake, Rashi explains. The Rebbe, Vadai Patur Asne, he definitely said it was Pater. Velo Bakulu, El Batarte, only in two of the cases, Bizar Shishimesh Bishabis, Uba Mum Shishimesh Batuma, Dimishakach Benai de Kola Benai de Basachas Kadamar Leel. When he said you're Pater in two, meaning you only Chayv one, so that's when you're chayv one, but it's only about two of the cases. But the iser kol asni valiba deri Shimon. Let's see how to read this. Let's look at top Rashi here. Lama Gimel Amud Beis. Iser kol asnin klomer heichad yisrami ayde kolel asin Rebbe Ptura valiba deri Shimon veheichad yisrami b'vasachas asni chiyuva. So how are you trying to get out of this?
Because even according to Bar Kappara, Reb Shimon would be is moda by a case of by the third case.
He'll think that he will agree by Basachas. But initially, I thought we were working with it. Rabbi Shimon does not agree by Basachas.
But there's. Oh, I thought he was saying he's agreeing by Kola.
We ended up saying we're working. The machlok is Isser Basachas within the world of Rabbi Shimon. And then within that world, that Rabbi Shimon thinks across the board, Ein Isser Chal Isser. So we said we understand why Bar Kappara is making a Shavuah, rather, why Rabbi Chiya is making a Shavuah. We don't get why Bar Kappara is making Shavuah. Then the Gemara says, let's go back again a few lines up in Lamed Gimel. Bishma again the Bar Kappara, ki asne Rebbe lididei, alidei Rebbe Shimon. We understand within the world of Bar Kappara, when he was being taught Yerchayiv 1, that was Rebbe going according to Rebbe Shimon, because in all these cases of Bavas Achas, these two cases are all Bavas Achas, Rebbe Shimon holds Yerchayiv 1. And he asked the Rabbi Chiya, when Rabbi was teaching Rabbi Chiya, Aliba the Rabbi Yossi, that's according to Rabbi Yossi, that he held that there is two. Ela Rabbi Chiya, let's read that again. Ela Rabbi Chiya, according to Rabbi Chiya's understanding here, that Rabbi Shimon thinks, Bas Achas, you're actually Chayiv two. So then, Bar Kappara, Shikuri Kamishaker, is Bar Kappara lying? That when he quoted Rabbi, that you're Chayiv only one, well, who is he holding like? Rabbi Shimon, according to Bar Kappara, according to Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon holds you also Chayiv too, and Rabbi Yossi certainly holds your Chayiv too. So who does Bar Kappara think Rabbi was quoting when he says you only Chayiv one in these instances? So Amalachar Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya responds back, Ki asa Rabbi lididei, when Rabbi was teaching Bar Kappara, Tarta liftur asni. He was teaching two cases liftur, the iser kolel asni, validei Rabbi Shimon. He was talking about Isser Kolel when he presented the two cases, Liftur. That was how Bar Kappara understood it. The Chaz Le Bar Kappara, then Chaz Le Kappara, he saw the case of Lazar Shachamlika, he saw that case, and Aidi De Damilei Arve Bahadayu. He mixed it together. He thought the third case of Lazar Shachamlika is the same exact case above. But then he looked into it and said, no, this last case of Malika is not an Isser Kolel, rather, it's an Isser Basachas. So what happened was as follows. There's a machlokas by Basachas. Fine. Basachas is a machlokas within Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Chiya thinks that even Rabbi Shimon agrees by Basachas. One time, Rebbe was giving a shir to Bar Kappara. And he said, when it comes to Zar Shishimis Peshabbos and Baal Mum Shetime Sheavad, those cases are Pater. They only Chayv one. Why? When he was giving the shir, he didn't explain this, apparently. It wasn't understood. The reason why, because those are Isser Kolels at the time. By an Isser Kolel, you're Pater, according to Rabbi Shimon. And then came along Bar Kappara, he says, wait a second. He heard the case of a Zar Sheachamalika, That's similar to the cases also. That's probably also pater. Probably all three cases are pater, he says. Okay, let's look into Zarsha Achamulika. Why is that pater? Well, it can't be an Isser Kolo because you can't find the case of Isser Kolo. So he said it must be Isser Bas Achas. So just like that case is an Isser Bas Achas, your pater, so to the other cases must be Bas Achas as well, and that's why they're pater. That's how you misunderstood the previous two cases of being Bas Achas, because it's pater. But he didn't realize that it was only, so that's what he understood. And then the Gemara goes on to say, "V'savar midah b'bas achas." The fact that the third case of Zarsha Achamliko was a case of bas achas, hanai bas achas. The other two cases were also cases of bas achas, and that's why they're pater. The fact that those are pater, they're all pater. He wanted to lump them all together. That's how Rabbi Chiya understands Bar Kapara's misunderstanding of the opinion of Rebbe.
So Bar Kapara, with the first two cases, wasn't talking about a case of Bas Achas. It was only a case of Kola.
Exactly.
Because those two could be, that's what I'm saying, they could be either Kola or Bas Achas.
Right.
The third case could only be Bas Achas.
Right.
So he included the third case with the first two. When the first two were only talking about a case of Kola, then came to the mistaken conclusion that the third case, that Bas Achas, therefore, is always going to be only one.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But really, in reality, Bas Achas, you really chayv to, according to Rabbi Shimon. That's what Rabbi Chiya thinks. It was just that Bar Kavara connected Madama Milsa Milsa incorrectly and came out with the incorrect conclusion. Okay.
Sure.
Bit challenging. Okay, now we make it to the top of Lama Gimel and Beis, six lines down, Meisive. Okay. So this Meisive, I'm not sure what's going to be going on. Let's see. Meisive, Zar Shishimesh B'Shabbos, Uba'amum Shishimesh B'Tuma, Yesh Kar Mishim Zaros Mishim Shabbos. A non-Kohen who works in the Beis Mikdash is Chayiv too. He's Chayiv for being a Zar, and he's Chayiv for a Shabbos. And Mishim Ba'amum, Mishim B'Tuma, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. I guess it's a person, all four of them together. A Zar, who is Shimesh B'Shabbos, and is also Ba'amum, is missing, let's say, a finger, and is also Tame, he's Chayiv for different Yisurim, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein kan ele mishim zaros u'bamun bavad. He says there are only two. These are the only two, zar and bamun. Vila Malika Sharia. He left out. Malika was left off the list. We had these three situations, these three cases, which were all lumped together, and we're now combining them all into one case, but we only take two of the cases. Why don't we throw in there Malika also, and let him be chayv for Isser, of Isser eating nevela?
Yeah, these are two cases. The zar shishimish b'shavos and bamun.
The two separate cases?
Sounds that way.
So why are they saying that you're chayiv independently?
Yeah, in the first case, you're chayiv those two. Uh-huh. Chayiv those two. Rav Shimon is saying, no, you only chayiv one in each.
That's what Rashi says?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, no, I'm saying that's how it's... is Rashi there, or that's just clear you're saying?
The only reason I thought that is because then it says, and it left out the case of Malika, meaning it left out the third case.
Uh-huh. Let's see.
That's how
Rashi
has it.
As separate cases?
I'm not quoting anybody. It just says
it. Okay. Okay, I see that also here as well. Okay, so two separate cases. Zar Shishimesh B'Shabbos, and then Ba'amum V'Tameh. And then there's our third case, which we all keep grouping together. So why they leave out this third situation, this third scenario? V'ilu Malika Shaira. The Mayan Shaira. Who was it left off for? Ilema L'Rabbi Yossi. If it was left off for Rabbi Yossi. So... Hash Rabbi Yossi b'Isser Kolal Mechayev Shtaim b'Isser Bas Achas Mibayu. So we saw before that Bas Achas is more likely to say there is Isser Chal Isser by Bas Achas than by Isser Kolal. But if we're understanding these cases of Zar Shishimesh is B'Shabbos is a case of Isser Kolal, so if you think Shechayev too in the case of Isser Kolal, so certainly you're going to be Chayev to Isserim by Bas Achas. So it was unnecessary to write according to Rabbi Yossi. El Alav, Rabbi Shimon. It must be was left off the list for Rabbi Shimon. We should have been taught according to him. And we would conclude that from this, Ubisr Kolel, who depater, about Ubisr Bas Achas, Mechayev. So why was it left off the list, I guess? Because it's not consistent. Because we're trying to be consistent. Rabbi Shimon only holds your pater in those first two cases of Ubisr Kolel. We can't bring the case of Malikin, and that's a case of Bas Achas, a completely different type of case. And there, Rabbi Shimon would argue, or he would really agree, to Rabbi Yossi, that it would be chayv, and it wouldn't be a consistent brisa. So that ended up being a tiyufta de bar kapara, tiyufta. Because this seems to knock out the opinion of Bar Kappara, who thinks in all three cases you're only chayv one, but the Brice, the fact that it left off this third case, must be that it's different in this third case, and you would be chayv two, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Zar, Shishimesh b'Shabbos b'mai, a non-Kohen who works in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos b'mai, which avoda was he doing? If he was shechting it, well, shechita b'zak shera. The halacha tells us that only from Kohen ve'elech is there chiyuv to do an avoda with the Kohen. But before that, namely shechita, the Gemara tells us in numerous places, including here, that a zar is allowed to do the shechita. So he didn't do any yeser avoda by doing the shechita. V'bekabala v'halacha, if he caught the blood or carried the blood to the mizbeach till tabamahu, there's no violation of Shabbos there. That's simply muksa. A lot of Rabbi Kivagers, by the way, in this daf and yesterday, I'm curious to know what they're pointing at. Look at Sukkah daf Membez Membez Tiltum. Okay, I'm not sure he's referring to there. But there's no Issa Deraisa of Tiltum. There's no Malach of Tiltum. Ib Haktara, if it was Maktir onto the on the fire, he threw the limbs onto the fire. So maybe there should be an Issa Havara. Vaham Rabbi Yossi Havara Lav Yatzas. Oh, it's a lav only. We're talking about Misos here. Working in the base of Mikdash is an Issa Kares for the Izar. And on the base, and working on Shabbos is an Isser Skila. That's a lab alma. That's not a big deal. So the Gemara says, so where do we have a case where he's doing a real avoda that he's going to be a czar? And have the Isser czar will be coming simultaneously as doing the Isser Melach on Shabbos. So Amarav Acha Bar Yaakov Bishchita Paro Shitas Parosha Kohen Gadol. Right, in Yom HaKippurim, the Parosha Kohen Gadol, or Parosha Aaron, we call it also sometimes, that shechita is not allowed to be done, according to some opinions, by a zar, a non-Kohen Gadol. Even a Kohen can't do it. Uchedivei Omer, shechita is Parosha Kohen Gadol, bizar psula. So it's Dafka on Yom Kippur, where the zar shechted the Kohen Gadol is par on Shabbos, or on Yom Kippur, and he's chayv to one for the Isser Shabbos, one for the Isser Zaros. So it says the Gemara, if that's the situation we're talking about, the shechita of the Kohen Gadol's par, ihachi, my ear yazar, why are we only talking about a case of a non-Kohen? Afili Kohen Hedo Nami. Even a Kohen Hedo is not allowed to shech the Kohen Gadol's par in Yom Kippurim. So why do we specifically say zar? Say a Kohen Hedo even. So Gemara says, shezar etzlo kamar. Afili Kohen Gadol Nami, shezar etzlo kamar. That's zar to him. That's foreign to him. So when we say zar, we mean anyone who's not shaykh to it. Even a Kohen Hedo is included in the word zar. So we're not calling a Kohen Hedo a zar. But the avoda is a zar to him. It's something foreign, something that he may not perform.
And he doesn't ask the question of why Shabbos and why is it Shabbos and not Yom Kippur? I guess because it's called like Shabbos.
Right. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Maskevla Rav Ashi Midi Chatalos Katani. Wait a second, what was your problem? So you initially said, why can't it just be a regular case of throwing the doing the haktara on the mizbeach? You said it can't be the case of haktara because it's a la ba'alma. So who cares if it's a la ba'alma? We never said we're talking about chayv chatos. We said that all the cases are chayv to shtaim, chayv shtaim. So we assumed initially the Gemara assumes shtei chatos. So to be chayv chatos has to be a shogeg on sign that's chayv karis b'mezid. That's the 36 chatos, 36 karban chatos that we have in the first mission in Croesus. Is talking about when there's a chiv b'mezid is b'shogeg, chiv b'mezid is karis, when you do that b'shogeg, you're chayv chatas. So you can't be chayv chatas on a lav. It has to be chiv on a shogeg on a karis. So the Gemara threw that out. But then the Gemara says, wait a second. All they said was, Rabbi Chiya just said, you're chayv shtaim. We added the word, we had an assumption, it meant shtaim chatal, so we couldn't use the lav of havara. But we never actually said shtei chatal. So maybe it's shtei chiv in Balma. So again, so Gemara asks, maskula Rav Ashi, midi chatal katani? Oh, lavi katani doesn't say two chatos or two lavim. It just says shtaim. You're chayiv two. So the Gemara says ella isur ba'alma kachashiv. We're just counting isurim. So the Ma'ariv community asks the Gemara, who cares? So if we're talking about two chiyuvim, what's the practical ramification? What's the machloka? Is one or two? In the end of the day, he did something wrong. He did two things wrong versus one thing wrong. If it's not going to amount into a chatas, it's not going to amount into malkos. So why are they having a machlokas? There's no nafkamina. The Gemara says the nafkamina is, like we saw yesterday, the my nafkamina, the kovri ben rishom gemurim, to know where to bury him. How bad the rishis was, whether he should be within the skalm of the nisrafim, neragim, and nechnokim, we saw machlokas, rashi, tosfos. So however you understood it yesterday, we'll understand it here also. But that's the machlokas, and how many surim he has tells us where to bury him.
There's a lot of Gemaras that say, l'chayav shtayim, l'chayav shmona.
Right, but those are I assume, let's say, by the case of the Shabbos cases. Are you referring to Shabbos cases or the Gemara by eating a bug? those Gemaras.
Right,
so you have multiple Chivim there. So that would be Yechiv Malkus. You get multiple sets, a series of Malkus for those.
Mm-hmm.
So, but here we're talking about a case of. So, what's the challenge here? So, normally when you say you're Chayiv Shtayim, you normally assume you're talking about Chatos or Malkus.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Here the Gemara assumed, if it's talking about Chatos, so which is like, that's the idea, I think. The normal assumption if we're talking about Chatos, so that's how we say Chayiv Shtayim.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're talking about Chatos, we had a very hard time finding a case that would really amount to Shtei Chatos. The only case we thought of was the Hakdara, which really didn't work out, so they were stuck to this Par Shekoin Gadol. So what's the exact question here? That
like, by Bugs, do you have, they say Chayiv Arba, Chayiv Chamei?
Right, so those cases, you'd be Chayiv, the Malkos or Chayiv Chatos.
But here it can't be Malkos. Here it would have to be, Bemezid would have to be Kares.
Mezid here, at least the Shogeg case, we had a hard time finding a case of Shogeg of Shtei Chatos. I mean, like what you're saying, when you see a multiple Chiyuvim, we normally assume it's referring to Chatos or Malkos. So having that assumption here, we had a very difficult time finding a case where you could have Shtei Chatos like the Gemara normally assumes. So that's what the Gemara says. Just because it says Shtayim or Chayiv Shtayim doesn't mean we're in the general understanding of the Gemaras that there's a Shtei Chatos here. Maybe it's not means that you're Chayiv Shtei Yisurim. So then who cares? My nafkamina, the Gemara says, in terms of finding a place to bury.
And the reason why the reason why you can't say one of the Yisurim is for a chatos and one is for a lav, is because when it says shtei, why can't it be one is for a chatos and one is for a lav? Because I think Tosfos makes this point, because the lav is more kal, it wouldn't be shayach that you get lav in a place where you get a chatos. Is that the point?
Which Tosfos?
Midi chatos k'tani or lav k'tani?
V'chein garas rabbi nechonal de'in kan lo chatos v'lo lav.
K'edin v'chayil iser kal al chomer. There's no chatas, and why isn't there malchus?
This thing is saying that when it came to. Interesting. Once a person is chayiv one thing at two different times, let's say he's working with a kimle type of idea. Kimle is when at one maisa you have two. Averos and Machlokas, whether both Onshim, when you get the Kimle, you get the greater one. Machlokas, whether the second one is here or not. We spoke about this yesterday, I even think. Here, let's say a person's Chayiv one thing, and then later on there's another Isser. Then, Rabbi Yochanan's gear is that other Isser cannot be Chal on the Merchamah one that already exists. You cannot be Chayiv in a second Chatas or a second set of Malkas if he already has Chayiv one. I think that's what he's trying to say. But this Maisa all took place at the same moment.
I thought what he was trying to say, and I probably written it wrong, actually. I thought originally what he was trying to say is, to Rabbi Glazer's question is, why, okay, very good, you don't have two chatos. You don't have two chatos. But wouldn't you at least still have a chatos and a lav? Which a lav is malchus.
Yeah, I didn't get that as being his question. Yeah, we'll look at it afterwards. I think he's trying to explain the base in the back here, that this is the svara, explaining why shnei yisurim is chal. When it comes to shnei yisurim, there's no chatas and there's no lav, since the iser havara chal is not chal in the iser zaros, which is more chamer. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, fine. The new Mishnah tells us now. Shnayim shekidshu shtei nashim. Two men married two women. Not related. Two men. Not two brothers either. Just two men married two women. Kidshu, Dafka Kedushin, they're engaged. The Bishas Kinisas on the Chuppah, Hechlifu Shelzeh, Velezeh, Neshelzeh, Velezeh. And during the time of the Chuppah, they end up swapping. However, Elu Chayavim Mishum Eshes Ish, and the Chay for Eshes Ish, because they already were Rusas to the other husband. Vim Hayu Achin, if they're brothers, Mishum Eshes Ach, they're also additional Chiyav of being the wife of the brother. Vim Hayu Achayos, and if they're also sisters, Mishum Eshes Isha Al Choso, an additional Isser of being a wife's sister. Vim Hayu Nidos, if they were needy at the time, Mishum Nida, and a fourth Isser. And what happens after this switching? After this fact, you have to separate the wives from these men 3 months. She can't be with her husband and the other man either. Shema mubarosin, perhaps they're pregnant already, and we have to know where the child came from. But if they're children, minors, they're not able to give birth. Machziran osan miyah. Then we could allow them back to their rightful husband immediately. But if they were kohanos, if they were married to kohanim, then they're going to be apostle from Chuma because they're Mazana. The halach is that even by, we'll see in a second, the Gemara is going to explain, but even by an ones, even a woman who's an ones is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Hechlifu, need to be shy, asking, and the word Hechlifu means they intentionally swapped wives. We're talking about Risham, the Mishnah, so I'm talking about cases of Risham. They talk about accidental cases and stuff. We don't talk about Risham that they specifically switched wives with each other. The Su, moreover, holds that there are 16 chataos that take place here among all the four different people here. So, because there's Isser Eshes Ish, there's an Isser of Eshes Ach, there's an Isser of Achos Ish, and there's Isser of Nidos. That four Yisurim apply to all four individuals. In this case, there's 16. Now, if he says 16, the Gemara says, Ibn Mazid, if we're talking about a case of Mazid where they intentionally, Hechlifu, they switch them intentionally, then Mika Karban. There's no Karbanos when people do things b'mezid. Karbanos only come in the context of Shogig. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Tane Huchlefu. They were switched accidentally. And that's why the case of 16, and that's what we're talking about here. Halchanami Mistavra, this is logical to explain this way. Tikasani, the Mishnah says, in the Seifa, Im Hayu Ketanos, Sheinan Ruyas Leleid, Machsino Samyad. If the women they were talking about were minors or who are not able to have children, then right away you return them to the husbands. Viva Mesid Misharia. And if they did this intentionally, the Ketanos were intentionally, they switched intentionally, would we permit them back to the husbands? This is a Mizana, that Ish is Ish. You can't be Ish to the Baal, Ish to the Baal. You can't go back to the Baal. So clearly we're talking about the case of a Shogig. Where it says, no, Holokasha, that's not so problematic because the concept is a Pitoy Ketana Onis Ninu. No, it's possible it was done willingly. But willingly for a katana is considered onus. They don't have a mind. They were convinced. They were tricked into something. They thought they wanted to do, but they didn't want to do it. That's considered onus, and that's why these katanas are permitted back to the original husband. It's not a case of a typical znus. The onus be Israel, Misha Shari, as we said, a case that we view this as onus as rape, and onus is permitted back to the Yisrael. Ella, so I bring you another proof, how we know it's talking about Huchvu, where it was accidentally switched. Ella de Kasani, that if it's a talking about gedolos, the women where they're old enough to have children, we separate them for 3 months. Shema mubaros, and perhaps they were pregnant from that other man they were with. So it says the Gemara, ha la mubaros. But if they're not pregnant after 3 months, sharon, we permit them back to their rightful husband. V'mezid mishar. But if they were with the other man intentionally v'mezid, then that's going to be us. So that's nus eishes ish ish the bal ish the bal. They're not allowed to be back with their initial husbands. Ella must be therefore lav shmamina huchlefu shmamina. Must be a case where they accidentally were switched, and that's what's going on here.
And the fact we're talking about mubaros means it's gedolos.
Exactly right. Exactly. Okay, shkoyach. So we'll stop here.